It's a good morning to be eating chocolate for breakfast, you might say, Lee. Amber's truffles are vanishing at a rapid pace in this studio.
Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe is pocketing them all for herself.
She is using great self-control. She said, no, it's too early for chocolate.
Well done.
Why didn't we adopt that way of thinking?
I actually haven't left the office yet, though.
Oh. All right, good morning. Morning to you.
Good morning to you both.
Happy December 1. This is exciting. It's definitely beginning to feel a lot like Christmas, and there's a few more events that we're sneaking onto the Christmas calendar in Devonport.
Yeah, look, our staff have put together a great calendar of events, and I know that things are still getting added to it and that other organisations are coming to us and saying, can you put this on the calendar and those sorts of things. So I think there won't be any excuse for not feeling a little bit Christmassy soon.
Great.
Right.
That's
so
what we like to hear.
Santa's making a couple of visits around Devonport shortly.
Yeah, look, we've planned a fairly full itinerary for him over a few days, and all of those dates are on our website. He's visiting various parts of Devonport over the month, and visiting in one of a really fancy old car. So it's going to be very exciting for him. A little bit different, but
is it a Morgan? It's a Morgan.
I think it's a Morgan, yes. And apparently Morgans are very rare and very expensive. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he's going to be very honoured to be travelling in that as a different way of getting around.
A wooden chassis in the Morgan car.
Pre-Christmas market's a great way to do some Christmas shopping or catch up with family and friends before everything gets too hectic.
Yeah, so if the first we've got two twilight markets on Friday nights at Providore Place, so one this Friday night and then on the 18th. Mm-hmm. And I know the Don Market are having some markets as well, including a twilight one. They have their Sunday markets. This Friday night might be a good idea for family to go to the market, and then upstairs in the Parramatta Apple Centre, we've got the first of our Christmas movies. But, of course, you do have to book for those, so that's online as well.
Now, Brass Band will be hitting the streets as well, doing their thing.
Oh, yeah, look, that's really nice. It's always a lovely sound. The Devonport Brass are really great. I went to a concert they did a couple of weeks ago, and it was just really nice. And particularly when they start doing the Christmas carols, it's a really nice sound. Yeah. So look forward to people being able to hear those around the streets over the next month.
Right. Were you like me, standing outside watching the plane land yesterday? What a strange occurrence that is now.
Yeah, look, we've sort of got used to not having that, it must be 4 o'clock or it must be whatever time.
Yeah.
So it is very exciting to be able to welcome visitors back and to allow our community, I guess, to visit family and mm-hmm. friends and business people to start interacting personally.
Yeah.
So we're really pleased about that. I think it's two flights a day at this point.
Awesome.
But also, of course, the Spirit's back doing its full run, so the opportunity for our visitors to come and stay for a while with bring their vehicles,
so
it's been great to see a few visitors around, which is really nice.
Well, if you are from interstate, welcome, and you are listening this morning, enjoy our lovely state. Look, first day of summer, it's what we always put on a show, wet and windy, so.
We like to ease into summer around here. But speaking of outdoor activities, what's happening at the Bluff Playground?
I had the pleasure yesterday of welcoming a member of the Tasmanian Community Fund Board to I guess, officially ta-da, the All Ability Playground equipment that we've added to the playground. It's right in the middle of the playground area, so it's mm-hmm. it's really inclusive, but it's the opportunity for children particularly to if they happen to have wheelchair access, need wheelchair access, they can actually put their equipment on to be pushed onto a piece of equipment, but sit with their friends and use the equipment.
Yeah,
so it's inclusive, and there's some other pieces of equipment that we can say grandparents can slide down a slide with someone, or and we're also looking at putting some tactile stuff, so people who have that like to touch and feel things, they'll be added as well. So I was really excited that we've been able to put that, and particularly that it's in the middle of the rest of the playground, so it's really inclusive.
And what about capital works happening about the place? A couple of road closures in place at the moment?
There's a bit going on. Of course, you know, this time of the year that we really ramp up that kind of thing when hopefully the weather stays nice and allows that work to happen. So just keep an eye out for any of those signs and road closures The idea is that obviously in the next 3 or 4 months we get as much of that done as we can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to touch on before we send you on your way with your bag of goodies?
I guess we're announcing the winner of Tidal 2020 on Friday night as well. So unfortunately, due to COVID restrictions, it's not open event on Friday night, mm-hmm. but they will be it's going to be on display until the end of January. So I urge people to go in and have a look at all those finalists and see the winning entry that I'll have the pleasure of announcing on Friday night.
So
always looking forward to that. It's always really interesting to see what people come up with on the theme of Tidal.
Great. It's a busy time of year.
It is a busy
time. All systems go. I'm sure we'll catch up before Christmas.
It's not that long.
No.
And just for those people that were wondering, we're actually having the discussion here in the office yesterday whether or not Breakfast in the Park was going ahead this year. It is not.
Okay.
Breakfast in Park not happening, but they are looking forward to having it on Christmas Eve next year.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah,
it is a shame, isn't it?
Like a lot of things, we'll be able to look forward to being on better next year.
Exactly.
But by all means, have your breakfast in the park if you want.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're not stopping.
You'll have to take your own.
Yeah.
Yes.